Venerable Atisha says, "See all living beings as your father or mother, and love them as if you were their child. See all living beings as your father or mother, and love them as if you were their child." So, key word here is all living beings. Living beings means not just human beings, but animals and so forth, creatures, any creature, any living being. So he's saying, train yourself to see them in a special way. Train yourself to see everybody, every living being, as your father or mother. Generally, we train in seeing all living beings as our mother, but if it works better for you, you can see them as your father, and feeling like their child, respect them and be kind to them. In as Venerable Geshe quotes in Mirror of Dharma, he quotes Buddha from the condensed Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. Buddha said, "You should recognize all living beings as your mothers or fathers, and always help them with loving kindness and compassion." You should recognize all living beings as your mothers or fathers, and always help them with loving kindness and compassion. This is Buddha himself telling us. This is his advice, how we should live, how we should perceive, and how we should relate to all living beings. Geshe-la says, we should keep this advice in our heart. So let's have a look at this, what it is we have to do to accomplish this. So we are training ourselves now to perceive, to see living beings, perhaps in a different way from the way in which we normally do. Buddha said in the sutras, he said, "I have not seen a single living being who has not been the mother of all the rest." We have had countless rebirths. Countless means countless. Can't count. So many. So because we've had countless rebirths, in each of those rebirths, we've had a mother. But Buddha is saying, I can't see a single living being who hasn't been the mother of all other living beings at some point or other. We all have this intimate relationship of having been our mother or having been the child of each other. So Buddha is saying, so therefore, Venerable Geshe says, if we have faith in the infallible word of Buddha, we can develop a realization of this just by meditating on its meaning. So what does that mean? It means at some point or other in my previous lives, each living being, each and every living being has been my mother, has given birth to me, has given me life. And then when I think of the kindness I have received from that person, that being, when they were my mother, then a special feeling comes in my mind. So if I look at them in that way, if I feel this sense of relatedness to each and every living being who I think of or meet or have connect with in any way, I feel a sense of relatedness with them. We're not just random, isolated individuals. We're connected. And we're connected primarily by the fact that we've, each one of us, been the mother or the child of everyone else. We may find that difficult to accept to start with, and I'll talk a little bit about that as we go along. But what Venerable Geshe says is, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. What matters is if we look at people in this way, it has a beautiful effect on our mind. It changes the way we see people, but most important, it changes the way we feel about other people. And this is the key. We need to get to the point where whoever we see, whoever we think about, even some tiny little worm, a special feeling comes in our mind. It's not so much about seeing in the sense of with our eye consciousness, getting them to look like they're our mother, but it's just some special feeling, a feeling of what we call affectionate love. Affectionate love is a feeling of our heart feels warm and happy and close to each and every living being. Built into that mind of affectionate love is an equality. Equally, we see each living being as equally. We feel equally close to each and every living being. So this is where we're trying to arrive. If we have that feeling, we naturally have that feeling. Whenever we think of a living being, whenever we see, encounter a living being, there naturally comes this feeling of a warm heart, feeling close to them, and feeling this equally, this is important, equally for all living beings. And upon that foundation, it's very easy to develop precious minds, such as compassion and bodhicitta. This is the foundation. This equanimity of love that we develop through this perception. Okay, so this is the purpose of this meditation that we're going to do. This is the purpose of Venerable Atisha saying to us, see all living beings as your father or mother and love them as if you were their child.